According to a report released by the governor, there are 178 failing schools across New York. Cuomo is calling it a real scandal in Albany. Here in Buffalo, the report says 14 of those schools have been failing for a decade. The governor is proposing a receivership model used in Massachusetts for failing schools. That would allow outside individuals or not-profit organizations to take over individual schools or the entire district. Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvy said Cuomo is bold for tackling the problem head-on.
I don't think there's any question that Buffalo's situation and circumstances and track record has captured his attention.
The report indicates a majority of the failing Buffalo schools are in the districts of Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes and State Senator Tim Kennedy. WBFO News recently asked Kennedy about the troubled city school district. He believes more money is the answer.
It all starts, as far as I'm concerned, with the funding and the budget. That's why we're pushing for $2 billion in more school aid for our children in public schools across the state.
The report indicates schools are considered failing if they're at the bottom 5% of schools statewide, based on combined ELA and math scores, schools not showing progress in test performance, or having graduation rates below 60%. For the last 3 years. Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo questions his latest reports.
There's 695 school districts in New York State. Only 17 have failing schools. The bulk of the districts that have failing schools within them, they have concentrations of poverty rates in excess of 75%. So this idea that we need broad-based education reform, it's missing the mark.
Still, the governor wants the legislature to take action and criticizes the government for standing by for years without fixing failing schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.